This is Seafood Source Editor Sean Murphy with your SeafoodSource.com summary of market reports published by Seafood Source in October 2014. In Japan, a shortage of Chilean silver salmon is helping to keep prices level for male chum salmon. Seafood Source contributor Chris Lowe reports Chilean production dropped by as much as 30% in the first quarter of this year, in part due to a glut of product and collapsing prices during the 2012-2013 season. The shortage pushed silver salmon prices up, driving demand toward other species, including chum. Female chum salmon from Hokkaido aren't doing quite so well, however. Early season harvests show higher volumes, pushing prices down to about 605 yen per kilogram. That's still good news, though, as females have topped the 600 yen mark for 3 years in a row now. In the United Kingdom, hake producers are trying to whet local consumers' appetites for the demersal fish as demand sags in key export markets such as Spain. Seafood Source's Jason Holland reports the fish is traditionally in huge demand in Spain and Portugal, but ongoing problems with the Spanish economy has led to a drop in consumption. With a 2014 catch quota of 18,000 metric tons, a 49% increase over 2013, the UK's National Federation of Fishermen's Organizations has launched a campaign in local markets promoting hake in the hopes that domestic demand will make up the difference. It might be an uphill battle, though. The Federation's own data shows just 53% of UK fish eaters have ever even tried hake. U.S. retailers and other buyers have pushed shrimp prices up about 5% with the annual buying for the holiday season. Seafood Source contributor Christine Blank reports prices are rising for larger shrimp such as Asian black tiger and premium black tiger. The prices have led to many U.S.-based food service buyers to go for smaller shrimp such as farmed Asian white shrimp, which are actually dropping in price. Prices for vanname from Vietnam in particular are dropping in part due to anti-dumping tariffs from the U.S. on Vietnamese shrimp products across the board. In China, tilapia farmers are fearing the worst after two typhoons did severe damage to hatcheries there, particularly in Hainan Province. Seafood Source's Mark Godfrey reports two typhoons struck southern China, one in July and another in September. The storms did enough damage to call into question supplies of quality fry and fingerlings. Some estimates say sea production may be down as much as 50% compared to the same time period last year. Prices have been pretty good so far this year after dropping sharply back in 2012. Impacts on the harvest may not be known until next year. Premium members can learn even more about these trends by reading the full stories on SeafoodSource.com right now. Premium members can access archives of our market reports, which provide a snapshot of what's going on in the seafood markets worldwide, all provided by our experienced team of global correspondents. Premium members can also access exclusive on-demand webinar, podcast, and video content, along with white papers and more. Visit SeafoodSource.com to become a premium member today. That's all for this month's Market Report Summary. This is Seafood Source Editor Sean Murphy saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you online.